Congratulations, Nancy, from Pastor Jim and Carol Cimbala and the whole entire Brooklyn Tabernacle congregation on 5 years of distinguished radio making and ministry for Revive Our Hearts. We feel that you're one of God's choicest servants in the entire country and world, and we thank God for his faithfulness in your life. Keep up the great work. We love you. God bless you, Nancy.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Friday, September 1st. Have you ever caught yourself saying, "I remember when"? Well, that's what we're going to do today. 5 years ago, on Labor Day 2001, the first Revive Our Hearts program ever was broadcast. Today, we look back on some of our favorite moments. We'll hear from listeners and ladies here in the studio. And don't forget, you'll find links at reviveourhearts.com to any of the programs you hear mentioned this week as we celebrate 5 years of Revived Hearts.
I've listened to Revive Our Hearts since it began, and I have to say that it has been an answer to a deep need I didn't know I had until these truths began transforming my thinking and my life. Between the book Lies Women Believe, topics such as brokenness, revival, and submission, my life in an unequally yoked marriage has been set free, well, most of the time, from blaming, resentment, hopelessness, and self-righteousness. But I want to mention one program in particular, The Blessing of Thorns.
Aren't you missing something?
No.
But there aren't any flowers. It's just stems.
Well, yeah. I guess that's what makes the special so special. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
She just left without any flowers.
That's because I cut them off.
I call it the Thanksgiving Thorns Bouquet.
Someone would really pay for that?
Yes. Someone who really wants to be thankful.
There are always things in my life that appear as thorns, things that cause pain and won't go away. I realized, however, while listening to the program, that the person who'd been my biggest thorn, my husband, had, by God's grace, become a blessing. I could no longer thank the Lord for him as a thorn. Through the teaching of Revive Our Hearts, God showed me how giving thanks for all things, especially hard circumstances, transforms and matures my heart. All glory goes to the Lord, who blesses richly when we trust and obey his life-changing word. Thank you so much.
They're kind of growing on me.
Now here's the card that goes with the bouquet. Maybe you'd like to read it.
Dear God, I've thanked you 1,000 times for my roses, but never once for my thorns. Teach me the value of my thorns. Teach me the glory of the cross I bear. Show me that I have climbed closer to you along the path of pain. And show me that through my tears, the colors of your rainbow look much more brilliant.
Hello?
Hey, I'm on my way.
Okay, I'm so sorry about forgetting.
No, I'm sorry for everything. And I'd love to celebrate Thanksgiving with you.
Oh, that's a relief. We'll have to talk about it when you get home.
Okay. And I got to tell you about this weird flower shop.
My favorite was the woman at the well. she talked about when Jesus had that that conversation with the woman at the well, that it was he wanted to show her that it wasn't her woundedness, but it was her sinfulness, and that she was trying to fill her life with other things, with other idols. And Jesus wanted her to know that he was the provision for her, that he was what she needed to for that thirst. And I think, you know, in America today, we're like that woman. We like to think that we're victims about everything. And if we're a victim, then we're not responsible. And I think the Lord was trying to help her to see, no, you need to repent and then come to me. And we do the same thing. You know, we have idols, whether it's the approval of people or money or popularity or control or whatever it is. But Jesus is the only provision that we need.
We're all thirsty. We're all hungry. But we've tried to satisfy our thirst in all the wrong places. Our thirst really is for God. He's the one that we're longing for, and that's why the psalmist said, "My soul is thirsty for you, O God." The problem is that we try to satisfy our thirst in things and places and people and circumstances other than God Himself.
Hello, Nancy. This is Joshua Harris, pastor at Covenant Life Church, and I just want to say on behalf of my wife, Shannon, how much we appreciate you and your ministry and want to wish Revive Our Hearts a happy 5th anniversary. We're so grateful for the way you are standing for the Savior and communicating with such grace and winsomeness, just the wonderful message of truth of our Lord Jesus. So keep at it. Thank you so much, sister.
Do you remember when Nancy went through Ruth, the book of Ruth? And, you know, the danger of growing up in a Christian home like I did and reading Bible stories as you're growing up, as rich in a heritage as that is, it kind of becomes meaningless later on a little bit. Ruth, oh, Ruth, I know Ruth, you know. Mm-hmm. So here Nancy's going through Ruth, and I came because I always want to come to hear what Nancy has to say, but I didn't think I'd get that much out of it. But this is just indicative of her teaching that Moab, I mean, that was a place where they fled to in the beginning of the story because of famine or something. But by the end of that, do you remember she was challenging us saying, "What is your Moab? What are you running from?" And then I'll never forget, she played a song by Steve Green called "I Repent." And after all that teaching, and then remember as we listened to that song, from that point on, it was a paradigm shift with one of our children in the way I thought about her, the way I loved her. She's our child with disabilities, but it changed my life. Powerful.
God's presence was there so strongly that day. I will never forget that.
And I repent, making no excuses. I repent, no one else to blame. And I return to fall in love with Jesus. I bow down on my knees, and I repent.
Hi, Nancy. This is Steve Green wishing you and Revive Our Hearts a happy 5th anniversary. And thank the Lord for your ministry and your life. God bless.
In those early days, there was that very unusual sense of God's presence, not only in that particular session, but I remember an early series we did on revival. And I did a session on the presence of God as an earmark characteristic of revival. And I just remember after that session finished and we were typically would have just moved on to the next session because we record a lot of different programs in one day, there was just this strong sense that we couldn't move on because God's presence that we were talking about in revivals of the past was so manifest and present in that room. And some of you were there. And Bob, I remember you got up and read some scripture, and we just said, we can't just move on past this. We need a Selah. We need to stop and respond to this awesome presence of God. And I still remember as many women got on their knees and began to pray, to cry out to God for revival, to recognize his presence in that place. And I was listening and watching and trying to sense what God was doing. And I remember just having this strong sense, this is what Revive Our Hearts is for. This is what this is about. Yeah. And what was happening in that little room with the cinder block walls and the hard floor with women crying out to God, experiencing the presence of God and pleading with him to revive their hearts and homes and churches. I thought, this is a little picture of what one day I believe God will be doing in homes and vans and workplaces and churches and communities as women whose hearts have been revived come together, not only to experience God's presence, but to cry out to him for revival on behalf of others. And it just gave me a vision of, in a little microcosm there, what one day I was believing that God would do in a widespread way. And now over these last several years, it's been a privilege to meet and talk with many women whose hearts have been revived. They have been transformed in the way they view God and their marriage and their children. Their whole worldview has changed. They love Christ, and they're committed to serving him and growing spiritually. And we've seen that multiply. But I still live for the day, as we've talked about it on the program before, when the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And that moment, sitting in that room at the Summit Church, was just a little glimpse, a glimpse of his glory, a glimpse of what we're still believing God to do in a much broader sense.
It is good and appropriate to pause, look back, and thank God for his goodness in specific situations. We'd love to hear your story, too. How has the Lord used the ministry of Nancy Lee DeMoss and Revive Our Hearts in your life? Contact us at reviveourhearts.com. That's the same website you can visit for information about how this station might be affected by our transition to a longer program starting on Monday. We've been updating reviveourhearts.com as much as possible. Don't forget, you can always listen online at your convenience or sign up for our podcast. If God has used Revive Our Hearts in your life over the past 5 years, would you consider a gift to help us help others? We're a listener-supported program, so we depend on both your financial gifts and your prayers. And today's the last day you can get the Revive Our Hearts anniversary set. These are 5 of Nancy's books, available for a gift of $50 or more. You can find out more at reviveourhearts.com. But if you'd rather call, that number is 1-800-569-5959. Again, the number is 1-800-569-5959. Well, on Monday, not only will our program be about twice as long, but Nancy will dive into a series called The Power of Words. You won't want to miss it. Thanks so much for listening. We don't take you for granted. May God bless your weekend, and we hope to see you next time for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.